Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Today, on the 30th of November, back in 1872, the first ever official international football match was played. It was contested by the national teams of Scotland and England. The match took place at the West of Scotland Cricket Club's ground at Hamilton Crescent in Patrick, Scotland. The match finished in a 0-0 draw and was watched by 4,000 spectators. This is Podcast, you're listening to Brian, and in today's sports news, senior cricketer Mithali Raj said she's deeply saddened and hurt after coach Ramesh Pawar accused her of prioritizing personal milestones ahead of the team's needs during the T20 World Cup. Pawar, in his 10-page report to BCCI CEO Rahul Johri and General Manager of Cricket Operations Saba Karim, had accused the 35-year-old of blackmailing and pressurizing coaches. Reacting to the report, Mithali said she is deeply saddened and hurt. The India ODI skipper expressed her disappointment on Twitter by writing, and I quote, "I am deeply saddened and hurt by the aspersions cast on me. My commitment to the game and 20 years of playing for my country. The hard work, sweat in vain. Today, my patriotism is doubted, my skill set questioned, and all mudslinging. It's the darkest day of my life. May God give me strength." End quote. She also accused BCCI Committee of Administrators member Diana Edulji of bias. Mithali said that Edulji used her position against her and made her feel vulnerable. In the Hockey Men's World Cup 2018 being held in Bhuvaneshwar, Olympic champions Argentina won a hard-fought game against Spain, scoring a 4-3 victory. Agustin Mazzilli and Gonzalo Pelat scored a brace each, pushing Argentina forward, even as world number 8 Spain gave Argentina, ranked second, a run for their money in the high-scoring Pool A match that produced end-to-end hockey. Mazzilli scored in the 4th and 15th minute, and Pelat, who scored in the 15th and 49th minute, were the goal scorers for Argentina, while Spain's goals came from the sticks of Enrique Gonzalez in the 3rd minute, Josep Romeu in the 14th, and Vincek Reyes in the 35th. In the day's second Pool A match, New Zealand scored 2 field goals through Kane Russell, who scored in the 16th, and Stephen Jenness, who scored in the 56th, to get the better of France. France's lone goal came a minute away from the first hooter through a penalty corner conversion by Victor Charlet, whose 59th minute goal was the lone goal for the French. Argentina will play New Zealand in the next pool match on the 3rd of December, while Spain will be up against France. News from the Pro Kabaddi League 2018, as Bengal Warriors produced a memorable comeback to beat Bengaluru Bulls 44-37 in Pune on Thursday. Maninder Singh was the star man for Bengal Warriors as he scored 17 raid points to lead his team to victory. Ravindra Ramesh also chipped in with 8 crucial points for the winning team. Bengal Warriors trailed by 7 points after the first half but inflicted 3 all-outs in 12 minutes to complete a brilliant comeback. Bengal Warriors' defense also had a strong game in the second half to contain the Bengaluru Raiders. Bengaluru Bulls are winless against Bengal Warriors this season in the Pro Kabaddi League. Rohit Kumar attempted to revive Bengaluru Bulls with a couple of great points, but it wasn't enough in the end. Gujarat continued their winning streak by thumping Pune. Gujarat Fortune Giants showed why they're the team to beat as they registered a comfortable 35-20 win over Puneri Paltan in Pune on Thursday. Sachin's 7 points and Prapanjan's 5 points combined resulted in 12 raid points, while Gujarat's defense scored 14 tackle points and contained Pune's raiders. Gujarat Fortune Giants were top of the table in Zone A with 63 points from 15 matches, while Puneri Paltan were third with 47 points from 18 matches. Gujarat Fortune Giants finished the first half strongly as they held a 9-point lead with the score reading 20-11. Puneri Paltan, fresh after a strong comeback in their last match, tried to repeat the feat, but Gujarat's defense was solid as a rock. The Pune leg ended on Thursday and the action moves to New Delhi from Friday. And rounding out this update with some football news from the Indian Super League, defending champions Chennai FC and Kerala Blasters played out an entertaining goalless at the Nehru Stadium in Chennai on Thursday. It was a match of missed opportunities as both teams couldn't make the most of the opportunities they had. In the first half, Chennai applied pressure on the Kerala backline, but without any luck. They had some good chances, but nobody could convert it, despite having a virtual empty goal. Kerala managed to hang on, and with the introduction of Sandesh Jingan and Semin Lendongel, they had a few superb chances of their own to score, but couldn't find the back of the net. The first half saw the two teams take time to find rhythm. Chennai had a lot of good chances as they exploited the high line from the visiting side's backline, but a goal eluded the defending champions. Isaac Vanmalsamma and Thoy Singh missed some sitters. The home side kept pressing forward, but they could not get the ball into the rival net.
Sportcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.